In the headlines, fire and emergency officials have cautioned St. Lucians to maintain vigilance and embrace best practices to ensure a safe transition through the holiday season. The necessity for taking a professional approach to entering the national workforce will form the focal point of an upcoming youth engagement activity in the East Coast District of Meku. And enthusiasts of all things equestrian will bear witness to what has been dubbed the Caribbean's first luxury lifestyle and racing event as part of National Day celebrations. Details are coming up.
Giving at Massey Stores Supermarket and TJ's. Over 5.5 million loyalty points to be won. That's how we're spreading the love. Every week, we're giving away 50,000 loyalty points to two lucky customers at each Massey Stores Supermarket location and 25,000 loyalty points to one lucky customer at TJ's. Enter with every $100 spent and remember to swipe your Massey card. Promotion runs until December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. Season's greetings from your Massey Stores family.
Honey, I just looked at the insurance for the house and realized that you put the stated value to be less than half of what the realtor says it's worth?
Yeah, I did that on purpose to keep the premium down.
But you do realize that if anything happens, we could only build back half of the house, right?
Boy, don't insure half your home. Being underinsured is as bad as not being insured. Get a certified appraiser to assess your property and make sure you insure it at the correct rebuild value. Hon, what are you doing with the tape measure?
I'm checking to see where you're going to sleep in your half a house.
Natical Insurances. Fast, fair, and always there.
Sunbelt is celebrating wonderful weekends this Christmas with 20% off storewide, plus 10% off lumber and selected doors and 5% off plywood every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in December before Christmas. It's the best time to get all your building and hardware supplies. But remember, the sale is on every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in December before Christmas. So hurry on down while stocks last. Offer ends 24th December. At Sunbelt, we do it best.
And now with the details of the news, I am Kiba Talium. Fire and emergency officials have cautioned St. Lucians to maintain vigilance and embrace best practices to ensure a safe transition through the holiday season. Divisional Officer David Antoine, commenting on the need for avoiding motor vehicular collisions, outlined a series of tips which address issues of road safety and fire prevention.
The fire department has a few tips for the public during this festive season. Riders should always wear safety gear, including a helmet. They protect and save lives. Drinking of alcoholic beverages and driving are activities that are mutually exclusive. That is, you can do one or the other. So if you choose to drink, please get a designated driver. The department also make an appeal to drivers to show some more consideration on the road and use the roadway safely and responsibly. To the homeowners, please refrain from using inferior electrical items at home because these have a tendency to malfunction and overheat, which oftentimes lead to fires. Electrical fans, transformers, and Christmas lightings are items to pay attention to. Having an extinguisher will always give you the upper hand to make the initial attack in case of a fire. Remember, early intervention is key. Invest in smoke detectors to make the discovery of fire early, which will buy you time to save yourself, family, and property. Such a small device can save you a great loss. The fire department would like to urge everyone to think safety during this festive season. And may you all have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. The fire department looks forward to serving you with zeal, commitment, and professionalism in the...
Divisional Officer with the St. Lucia Fire Service, David Antoine. The necessity for taking a professional approach to entering the national workforce will form the focal point of an upcoming youth engagement activity in the East Coast District of Meku. Dress for Success aims to provide clarity to young St. Lucians in the course of action to be taken when seeking employment. Member of the organizing team, Zena George, outlined the details of the event, which will be hosted in collaboration with the Toko Foundation.
On the heels of the recently concluded career job and career fair that was held back in July of 2019, the Miku North Constituency Office, in collaboration with Toku Foundation, will be hosting a Dress for Success event on December 14, 2019, at the Miku Secondary School. We do hope that this event eventually becomes an annual event. The Dress for Success event is basically an event where we target young persons within the constituency and St. Lucia on a whole, where we want to get to them how do you nail a job, how do you secure a job. So we'll be offering them advice as to how do you write a resume, what do you do when you go to an interview, how do you dress for an interview, the do's and don'ts of an interview, the appropriate attire. We'll have different sections where young persons could go into the booth and ask questions, inquire about what do you do it, how do I nail the job, what do I have to do.
According to Ms. George, outside of structuring professional profiles, a key element of the activity is personal care.
We have a booth called My Beautiful Body, where we speak to the young person basically about hygiene. How do you groom your body? What do you do as a young person after you've been a job? You know that sometimes we don't know what we put in our bag. How do we have that? We women normally have this little pouch that we put in our bags. So we want to let the young ladies know about that. We're also targeting young men, where we show them how to dress. How do you go to an interview? Because sometimes the first impression is always the last impression. So that is very important to young people as to how you dress when you go to an interview. What color lipstick do you wear? Do you wear too much makeup? Do you overdress? So these are the things that we want to get to the young persons of Miku North and the St. Lucia on a whole. We do hope that a young person turn out and they come in to take the advice, because it is a great initiative. We want the young persons to grab that opportunity so that they themselves could secure a job and start building a future of their own.
Member of the organizing team, Zena George. A consortium of Eastern Caribbean indigenous banks, of which First National Bank St. Lucia Limited is a member, today announced it has entered into a definitive agreement to purchase all banking operations in the Eastern Caribbean from Royal Bank of Canada, RBC. The transaction is subject to regulatory approval and other customary closing conditions and is expected to be finalized in coming months. The consortium was led by Jonathan Johannes, Managing Director of First National Bank St. Lucia Limited, who shared, quote, "We formed the consortium for the express purpose of expanding the sale of the locally owned financial entities in the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union. This transaction gives us the size and scale to play a more active role in the development of our respective countries. We see this transaction as the first step in achieving even greater synergies, efficiencies, and cross-territory marketing opportunities," end quote. The five financial entities participating in the sale are First National Bank St. Lucia Limited, Antigua Commercial Bank Limited, National Bank of Dominica Limited, the Bank of Montserrat Limited, and Bank of Nevis Limited. The sale encompasses seven branches of Royal Bank of Canada, Antigua, Dominica, Montserrat, St. Lucia, and St. Kitts and Nevis, as well as the regional businesses operating under RBC Financial Caribbean Limited, specifically RBTT Bank Limited, RBTT Bank Grenada Limited, RBC Royal Bank Holdings Limited, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and RBTT Bank Caribbean Limited, St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Collectively, these operations are referred to informally as RBC Eastern Caribbean. The National Competitiveness and Productivity Council engaged key stakeholders from the Education and Business Sectors, ICT Association, the Employers Federation, government and investment agencies to discuss the various ways St. Lucia could position itself to benefit from a project dubbed the Caribbean Digital Transformation Digital Skills and Entrepreneurship Program. This is a regional project coordinated by the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank. Glenn Simon has more.
The World Bank has collaborated with the government of St. Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Grenada and Dominica on the Caribbean Digital Transformation Project, which focuses on digital skills and entrepreneurship. The World Bank Digital Economy Framework noted that digital skills are a prerequisite for benefiting from any technology across all sectors of the economy and at all levels of the skills spectrum. In an IFC study of significant skills required in the future workforce, computer literacy and application of technology ranked in the top 10. Director of the National Competitiveness and Productivity Council, NCPC, Fiona Hingston, noted that this project, coordinated by the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, ECCB, has both regional and national dimensions to encourage greater synergy and economies of scale.
And we are currently in the fourth revolution in terms of where you have the Internet of Things and everything digital. We need to begin to prepare our population, our workforce, to meet the needs and demands that are coming out from not only the St. Lucia market, but the global economy.
Hingston added that the Caribbean Digital Transformation Project complements other ongoing initiatives, such as the recently launched DigiGov project, spearheaded by the Department of Public Sector Modernization, of which Malin Nassis is the acting director.
That DigiGov project would allow for government to provide several services online. So we have a very aggressive agenda where we will be putting up 154 services across 13 agencies within the next 2.5 years.
The NCPC director said the Caribbean Digital Transformation Project is expected to commence in mid-2020.
We are currently in the planning stage. We are discussing with stakeholders. We're discussing with the World Bank and how to frame this project so that we can have maximum impact, and also how to build sustainability. Because after this project is done, we want to be able to continue with the teachers' training and to be able to impact those skills to our young persons.
She added that the project also complements the newly formulated National Competitiveness Agenda, spearheaded by the NCPC.
Within that agenda, we speak very broadly of the digital skills that's required, and especially digital skills and technology that that the private sector, the businesses need to adopt in their business practices.
The stakeholder engagement took place at the Finance Administrative Building on 11 December 2019. The main focus was on digital skills training in formal education at all levels of the education system, including teacher education. The digital skills gap has been highlighted as a major constraint, which impedes productivity and innovation within OECS businesses and the wider society. For the National Competitiveness and Productivity Council, Glenn Simon reporting.
Now to the regional news developments brought to you with the kind compliments of Tire Zone.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
This is the Carib Update News Service. I'm Wendy Chateau reporting. A U.S. Congresswoman accused the Trump administration of propping up the Jovenel Moïse government in Haiti. This is the big story we're tracking this hour on Thursday, December 12, 2019. Details of this story and more straight ahead. Now for the details. Florida Congresswoman Frederica Wilson has accused the Donald Trump regime of propping up the Jovenel Moïse administration in Haiti. While the world has been focused on impeachment hearings in Washington, there has been a similar impeachment move against President Moïse in Haiti. But members of the lower deputies in Haiti, however, voted against the move to impeach Moïse, who is facing accusations of widespread corruption. On Tuesday, the U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee held its first hearing on Haiti in 20 years, amid the ongoing political instability and widespread anti-government protests, calling for Moïse to step down. On Tuesday, the U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee held its first hearing on Haiti in 20 years amid the ongoing political instability and widespread anti-government protests calling for Moïse to step down. Wilson, who is not a member of the committee but represents one of the largest Haitian communities in the United States, said she pressured the committee to hold the hearing. Wilson harshly criticized U.S. policy toward Haiti, arguing that Moïse is among a list of current and past government officials implicated in a corruption report on how $2 billion in savings from Venezuela's Petrocaribe oil program was stolen. Caribbean and African leaders will meet in a groundbreaking summit in the Kenyan capital Nairobi next June. The summit will be held ahead of the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in Rwanda. The announcement was made by Barbados Prime Minister Mia Motley, who is Thursday wrapping up a two-day official visit to Kenya. Motley has been in the African nation for the week, first attending an ACP summit. Her official visit is reciprocal to one made to her country earlier this year by Kenya President Uhuru Kenyatta. Kenyatta called the visit historic.
And I believe that this historic visit is just another verification and illustration of the very strong resolve by her and her government to not only solidify and deepen relations between Kenya and Barbados, but also with the East African region and Africa as a whole.
President Kenyatta said his country is keen to extend relations with Barbados and the rest of the Caribbean.
Kenya equally is keen to take steps to enhance political, economic, as well as our social and cultural ties with Barbados, and indeed by extension with the people of the Caribbean region for the mutual benefit of our people.
He said both Barbados and Kenya signed a memorandum on Thursday that will encourage trade and investment.
And we've held discussions centered on the need to cooperate and work more closely in a number of fields, amongst them ICT, agriculture, tourism, health, education, culture, our maritime economy, sports, amongst other things. We've also discussed and agreed on mechanisms for boosting commerce and explored ways of overcoming the challenge of connectivity, which remains a huge trade barrier between us and which needs to be addressed.
Prime Minister Motley, who has been championing a more efficient transport link between Africa and the Caribbean, said it will be key to the closer relations the states are forging.
But I believe that we are, by taking hold of our future, saying to the rest of the world that the centuries of separation must now be left on the books of history rather than being part and parcel of our arrangements for the future. And to that extent, if we can solidify the transport links by building the air and sea bridges, then I believe we will be unlocking the potential of our two regions.
Bahamian Health Minister Dr. Dwayne Sands says that weeks after the passage of Hurricane Dorian, there are bodies that remain unclaimed in a refrigerated trailer on the island of Abaco. According to Sands, while the remains of a few storm victims have been to the families, the government might use an independent third party to act as an intermediary to enable undocumented migrants who may be fearful to identify the remains. He added that health officials would like to curtail the length of time the bodies are kept in the Abaco trailer. Concerning a burial site for the unidentified remains of those killed by the hurricane, he said that not much progress has been made on that issue. This is Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service. In more news, U.S. producers ExxonMobil Corp and Hess Corp plan to export the first ever shipments of crude oil from Guyana between January and February, a milestone for Latin America's newest oil producer. A consortium including both companies and a unit of China's CNOOC Limited have so far discovered more than 6 billion barrels of recoverable oil and gas resources off Guyana's coast, which could eventually produce 750,000 barrels per day for a country that has no history of crude output. Those fines are turning Guyana, an impoverished nation bordering longtime producers Venezuela and Brazil, into a hot property for oil investment. Exxon is planning on shipping 2 1-million-barrel cargoes of Liza crude in January, to be followed by similarly sized shipments from Hess and Guyana's government in February. The Barbados Light and Power Company says the temporary generation units it commissioned have finally arrived in Bridgetown. Last month, after the island was affected by wide-scale power outages for 2 days, management of the power company said they would be urgently adding 15 megawatts of generating capacity to the electricity grid. Although the delivery was delayed by 5 days because of shipping issues at other ports, the 15 megawatts arrived in Barbados were offloaded at the Bridgetown port and transported to the site overnight with support from the Barbados Port Authority, the Royal Barbados Police Force, and other government agencies. This has been another edition of Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service, the Caribbean's newsroom. I am Wendy Chateau.
For your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
To end the news, a recap of the headlines. Fire and emergency officials have cautioned St. Lucians to maintain vigilance and embrace best practices to ensure a safe transition through the holiday season. The necessity for taking a professional approach entering the national workforce will form the focal point of an upcoming youth engagement activity in the East Coast District of Meku. It is now 1 p.m., the time check brought to you exclusively by Axel Finance.